This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, at-tawakkul ala Allah, reliance upon Allah and putting your trust in Allah. This is a noble deed, an action of the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah azza wa jal, he says, wallahu yuhibbul mutawakkilin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves those who put their trust in him and rely upon him. So when a person is applying at-tawakkul, true reliance upon Allah in his life, he is on a path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Such a person is walking on earth and Allah azza wa jal loves him. Wat-tawakkul ala Allah, reliance upon Allah, is a condition for proper and correct iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Allah azza wa jal, he says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. He says, put your trust in Allah, rely upon Allah, if indeed you are believers. And why does the believer rely upon Allah? Why do we put our trust in Allah? Allah azza wa jal, he says in Surah Al-Furqan, beautifully, he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتِ. He says, put your trust and rely upon the all-living, the one who does not die. Allahu Akbar. Within this ayah, there is a reason for why we rely upon Allah alone and nothing and no one else. Rely upon the all-living, the one who doesn't die. So what this means is, everything besides Allah and everyone besides Allah will end and will be perished and will be destroyed. Everything. So if you relied upon other than Allah, if you relied upon someone other than Allah, then the moment that person dies or ends, your matters will never be fulfilled. It will not be fulfilled. However, if you rely upon Allah, He is the all-living and He never dies. Therefore, your matters and your affairs in life will be fulfilled, subhanAllah. This is why we rely upon Allah, because He's the all-living and He never ends, He never dies, subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, what is at-tawakkul? What is the true definition of at-tawakkul? And ulama, rahimahumullah, they say at-tawakkul is two parts. Listen to this very carefully. It is two parts. The first part is to take by the means and do whatever is necessary. Do what you have to do. And then rely upon Allah, not upon what you did. This is exactly what at-tawakkul is. To take by the means, do what needs to be done, and then rely and put your trust in Allah, not upon what you did. Let me give you two examples, bi-idhnillah, and then we'll conclude. The first example is the story of Hajar radiyallahu anha and her son Ismail. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal had commanded him to go to where the house of Allah is built now, to Makkah al-Mukarramah. And he ended up there, and then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded him to travel and to leave his family in Makkah. And at that time, there were no people living there, and there was no water, there's nothing, no one can live there in Makkah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left his wife Hajar radiallahu anha and Ismail. And Ismail was only a newborn. He's still breastfeeding from his mother. He put them in this valley, and Ibrahim alayhi salam began to take off. He began to walk away from them. And Hajar began to follow Ibrahim. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said to her to remain here where she is. She kept following him. And she's saying to him, where are you going? Where are you going? Are you leaving us here? Until she said to him, Allahu amaraka bihadha? Did Allah command you to leave us here and you walk away? So then he said to her, Naam. He said, yes, Allah commanded me that I leave you here in a place where there's no food and no water and no life and there's no one here. And he commanded me to go. Allahu Akbar. In this moment, Hajar radiallahu anha, she said, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَا. She said, then surely, verily, Allah will not abandon us. Allah will not neglect us. She put her trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal. She knows that Allah Azza wa Jal will look after her and her son. So now she stayed there. And Ibrahim alayhi salam took off. He went until he cannot be seen anymore. And he left with Hajar radiallahu anha and Ismail. He left with them a bowl of dates and a jar of water. She ate from the dates and she drank until it had finished. And the milk that was in her breast had finished. And her son Ismail began, as the hadith mentions in Sahih al-Bukhari, يتلبط. He began to move his tongue quickly, and he's moving his body in agony and in pain of thirst and hunger. And as a mother, she doesn't know what to do. So she left her son Ismail alayhi salam, and she walked until she reached a mountain, which was the mountain of As-Safa. And she rose on this mountain looking, perhaps she can find someone or find some kind of life. Maybe someone can see her and she can go and ask for water and drink and whatever it is and food from them. She didn't find anyone. So she went down the mountain of As-Safa and she quickly ran up to Al-Marwa. And she did this 7 times, radiallahu anha. And this is why in Al-Umrah and Al-Hajj we do As-Sa'i, remembering this story. So at the end of these 7 laps between As-Safa and Al-Marwa, and her son Ismail is down and he's crying and he's in pain and he's thirsty and he's hungry. Allahu Akbar. And this is a desert, there's no life, there's nothing. She heard a sound. And then she said, Mah, Mah. Mah means shh. As though she's telling herself, be silent. And then she heard a sound. And that was Allah sending Jibreel alayhi salam, the leader and the master of all angels. He came down and he began to dig the earth effortlessly, without any effort. Very easily began to dig the earth. Some narrations mention with the heel of his foot, some say with his wings, Allahu A'lam. But he dug the earth and Zamzam, water, a blessed water, until today it exists. It popped out from the earth, it burst out from the earth. And then Hajar radiallahu anha came down and she began to bring this water together. And this is what Zamzam means. Zamzam meaning to bring something together. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, may Allah have mercy on the mother of Ismail. If she did not do this, Zamzam would have covered the earth. So she did this to Zamzam and she began to drink. And she gave her son Ismail alayhi salam to drink. And they were saved by Allah azza wa jal. This is a perfect example of what tawakkul, reliance upon Allah and trust in Allah means. This is a perfect example because it covers those 2 parts I told you. Number one was the fact that she did not just sit down waiting for something to come, waiting for a miracle to happen, even though the miracle did happen, but she did not wait for it. What had happened is she got up and she did everything she can. She went up a mountain and she walked between As-Safa and Marwa 7 times. This is the effort that she put. This is the hard work that she put, looking for food and looking for water, looking for someone that can rescue them from hunger and from thirst. But she did not rely on her effort. She did not rely on her work from As-Safa and Marwa. She didn't rely on this. She didn't trust and believe that her action will bring result. She had relied upon Allah Azza wa Jal. Where is this? When she said to Ibrahim, لَنْ يُضَيَّعَنَا. When she said to Ibrahim that indeed Allah will not abandon us, Allah will not neglect us. This is التوكل على Allah. That you do what is supposed to be done, but you do not rely upon what you do. You rely upon Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever relies upon Allah, Allah will suffice him. Allah will look after him. Look at Hajar alayhi salam. And look how Allah azza wa jal looked after her, subhanallah, in a valley where there is no vegetation, no crops, no person, nothing there. And even then, Zamzam would burst from the earth and it becomes a source of nutrient and water for people until this very day. Every time you go to Al-Umrah, you go to Mecca, and you see, and you drink Zamzam, and you do As-Sa'i between As-Safa and Al-Marwa, the biggest lesson you're learning in life is true tawakkul ala Allah. Look at the case of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he finally was given command by Allah and given permission by Allah to undergo Al-Hijrah from Mecca to Al-Madinah, He didn't just walk out of the house and say, Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will look after us. No. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had prepared 2 camels for Rasulullah and for Abu Bakr. Look at the preparation. I told you, at-tawakkul is that you have to do some work. You have to do first. You need to do what you must do. Do your preparations. Put your effort. 2 camels were prepared. Food would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the daughter of Abu Bakr. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hired a guide, Abdullah ibn Uraiqit, that he guide them out of Mecca all the way to Al-Madinah because the roads and the valleys are very difficult to navigate. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives news that the kuffar of Quraysh are after him. So as a result, he goes and he ends up in a cave, Ghar Thawr, and he hides in a cave. But then look at this, you see all this is preparation. Camels and food and a guide with him, and he hides in a cave. And then when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu realizes that Kuffar Quraysh are at the mouth of the cave, he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if these disbelievers look down at their feet, they will see us. Look what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He did not say to him, Ya Abu Bakr, he didn't say, shh, we're in a cave. It's dark here. They cannot see us. No, he didn't rely on this. He said to him, Inna Allaha ma'ana. And Allah Azza wa Jalla recorded this in the Quran. He said to him, Ya Abu Bakr, Allah is with us. You see at tawakkul, he did everything he was supposed to do of preparation. He even hid in the cave when there was danger. But he did not rely on the cave, nor did he rely on the darkness of the cave. He relied upon Allah, and he taught Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he taught the Ummah until this day what true tawakkul means. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, that's how we face life. When you leave the house and you fear for your safety, you know, do everything that is required to be done for your protection. Do everything, read al-adhkar, pray Salat al-Fajr in congregation. If you're in your car, buckle up, right? All this is what you're supposed to be doing. And then rely upon Allah. Do not rely upon your adhkar and upon your Salat al-Fajr, and do not rely upon the safety measures that you took. No, rely upon Allah. If you're sick, take the medicine. Look for the best doctor. Look for the best hospitals. Do the best care that you can do for yourself. Do all of this. But do not rely on this. Don't rely on the doctor. Don't rely on the medicine. Don't rely on anything. Except Allah Azza wa Jal, because He is Ash-Shafi. When you're going out to provide for your family, when you're going out to provide for your family, do what needs to be done. Take by the means. Go and work those hours. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give you the help and the assistance you need. But then don't rely on your work and on your money and what you buy from the shop. Don't rely on all of this to keep you alive and to keep you nourished and so on. You rely upon Allah. All of these were means that you were supposed to do. You rely upon Allah Azza wa Jal. If you're a student that has an exam, work hard, study, do your work, understand, ask the questions, get the answers, and study extra hard. But then don't rely on this. Rely upon Allah for success, and that you pass your exams and you move on in life. This is the meaning of at-tawakkul, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Always, always, always make sure that the meaning of at-tawakkul is living in your heart every moment and every second in your life. At-tawakkul ala Allah is from the greatest actions of the heart. It is a condition for proper iman, and it is something that Allah loves from the believer. Imagine this. If every second of your life you had correct tawakkul in it, you're a person that's walking on the earth, and Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you, and Allah Azza wa Jal loves you. Allahu Akbar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us at-tawakkul in our life. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us, and we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgive our sins and our shortcomings. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.